Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, it's happening throughout up to the hour 7. Thank you so much, Subahle. She's back with you tomorrow. And of course, as we get on with it, man, it's good to really play some good music also. You know, it's good. It is a very restful day. If you're driving, just keep a safe following distance, you know. Because to be honest with you, there are people who are driving quite bad. Today, at the N4, the bikes were riding on the opposite direction. An off-ramp that they missed, so they used the other inroad as an on-ramp. They missed an on-ramp, so they used an inroad as an on-ramp, an outroad as an on-ramp. So just be careful there. There are people who are on motorbikes and they're frustrated by the rain, so everyone just wants to arrive safely at the place of a shelter of a sort. So take it easy on the N4. All right. Thank you so much, and we are together right through up to the hour 7, and some good music, man, some good music, as I said. It would be nice to do that one, Here's My Heart, you remember that song, and of course, if possible, we'll do Redeemer, but Here's My Heart is one of the songs that we will play, and which I think you will enjoy. And then of course also it is good to do some Margaret. If you can remember Margaret, there's a song that says Ain't No Need To Worry. It's a beautiful song there. I remember it done by the Winans and Anita Baker, which was actually a sample also, you know. So I think we should start with that, just remembering those old days. How about it?
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Margaret there, and of course, hey, Nana Coyote there doing the talking, you know. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. The name is Ray, and we are together therefore there. And I should say without a doubt, our guests are also ready. Hey, my daughter. Itin Kalingawe Chablan, my friend, greetings to you and welcome, sir.
Greetings, my friend. Greetings indeed.
It was good to see you today and to worship with you, man. Hey, Nobatabile. Hey, my daughter.
Ah, it's awesome.
Yes, awesome. To Ingrid. Yes, big shout to Ingrid. Yes.
Ingrid. Yes, my daughter. I know.
I mean, Ingrid, I'm going to go to Ingrid. Yes, big shout to Ingrid. Yes, big shout to Ingrid. Yes, I'm telling you, I'm going to go to Ingrid. You know, I'm going to Ingrid. So, I'm going to go to Ingrid. I'm going to go to Ingrid. Nyazi nje ukuthi hey uIngrid ubukhona madodha.
It was nice. It was wonderful.
It was great.
It was good, my friend.
Yeah, it was great. It was
always
great.
Wonderful. Yeah, siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Nje let me greet also nabafowethu umfundisi omotsha mfundisi uHadebe nabalaleli bonke ngegama lika Yahusha Hamashia.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let me greet also Sipho Paulos is on the line. Sipho, sawubona Bhuruam.
Sawubona mfundisi kunjani?
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa ngakuwe?
Wasibingelele kumfethu Jabulani Dominic, sibingelele umfundisi Motha nabalele emakhaya fethu Jesu inkosi.
Mm. Kusanikelwa lapha enkonzweni wakhulumela phansi mfundisi ngathi uhlatshwe ithais la enhlizweni. Unginikeza igogo sibeke igogo sibeke uzodilisha ngami.
Hayi ngikuthela wena uzovela phone angibonele wena kubeke endawo. Right kodwa mfundisi.
Ah ngright butu wami wena.
Ngisho ngisho mfuka popo zani le balalisana.
Hallelujah.
Company and search for the meaning.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we also have Mfundisi Motha. Greetings to you, Muruti. Are you well, sir?
My Afi, greetings to you, my brother. I'm doing very well by the grace of Almighty God. Nyatemba na we mfwetu kutuyapila.
Ah, siyapila, puti, man. Ngibonile la pena ngatundota na bika peteisha la pena. Undodakazi. Oh, ngibona indodana imile laphayana ngedey madodhe.
Lo mngane take over yonke into kuba.
Yeah. No, mina ngikhuluma ngaye vele. Ngiyayiza eka ndodakazi sithe happy birthday mara ngiza ngibone i birthday yendodana mina ngithi.
Yakhe iza next week Monday.
Uthe ithingi ithathe kusese eh. Uthe ithingi ithathe kusese early.
Yes. Bayangibambele.
Bazamazi kahle. Laba benza ama birthday before yakhe. Ewakhe wonke. Madoda. Hey inkosi yami.
Yebo mfundisi, ngibingelele kumfowethu umfundisi uJabulani na kumfowethu lapha yena umfundisi uSipho. In the name of Yahusha Mashiach, kanye nabalaleli emakhaya siyabathanda ngendlela yesimanje.
Amen. Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate and of course we trust the Father is going to bless you in a mighty way. And tonight, this evening, this early evening, or late afternoon, you can say, because it's summer now, we are going to be touching on an evil speech. What do we mean when we talk about the wicked speech, what do we mean when we talk about evil whisperings? What do we mean when we talk about slanderings? What do we mean also when we talk about backbiting? And are these things found amongst us in the churches? You know, this is one of the things that one looks into, and you hear many splits, man, many splits of churches, people saying, hey, no, it is because basically, you know, it is because bangpuile hampi, bangkhulume kabi. That is why I left. Yeah, uthi uNkulunkulu umbizile athi hayi angingene. That's why I left. Bangkhulume kabi labantu. You know, and sometimes people would go on and say, "Yeah, man, it is because of some wicked speeches that I have heard or that made me to actually sit and stop fellowshipping or to backslide." Or another one would say, I had become so discouraged because of the negative words that people were speaking upon my life. Others would be saying, I got tired because of the curses that were hurled at me, you know, the curses that were hurled at me, and it had made me to draw back. But what are evil speeches? What are wicked speeches? When we talk about these, what are we implying? What is an evil spirit, evil speech even all about? Others are talking about bubblings. Did you know that bubblings is also a wicked speech? I'll prove it to you in the word. Seriously. Tale bearing also is an evil speech. People who just give stories is among nje. Umuntu anofona vela khuluma ma. Yo tinasimanga sithi kanti manje uthini manje sasaba ukuphendula kokunye ngoba uthe umfundisi.
I-Radio Pulpit 657 AM umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
All right, then you can join us and talk to us just as much. I want to open this show and make it an open show. If you've had an experience of being spoken bad about, if you've had an experience of people talking bad about you, people talking evil about you, people talking wickedly about you, you know, people talking things that you do not even know of. You know, they've said these things and that is the thing, you know, that is the thing. Something to look into. Maybe people have been saying some things and stuff that has been bad about you. People have been saying words that have been taking you down so much. You know, you can tell us your experience. Wake kwakhulunywa kabi ngawe na. How did you feel? What feelish anjani? You know, how did you feel about that? Maxenkonzeni emsebenzini, mhlambe nasebukhweni, emtchadeni. Abantu bavele bakhuluma, uyabona ne. Bakhuluma umuntu akhuluma ngaboni ukuthi yakulimaza. Akhuluma. Asibona right. Ahleke nabantu abakuyibo. Ahleke kube mnandi. Angaboni ukuthi yakulimaza. Uyayibona ne. And that is wicked speech. Evil speech is any speech that hurts. Any speech that... And listen, if someone says the truth hurts, the truth doesn't hurt. The truth sets free. The word says you shall know the truth and you shall be set free. It shall set you free. It doesn't say that and the truth shall hurt you. The truth does not hurt. Silungisen lapho. Or mkhombi verse le ethi, they heard the truth and they were hurt. I know where it says they heard the truth and they were cut within, which means that truth went straight into their hearts and challenged the sin and the hypocrisy. And they were set free. It cut all those bondages and they were set free. Again, funguza again, neti ya bolaya, neti ya tlaba, neti buhlungu, iqini soli ababa. I want you to show me a verse, but we will be talking about wicked speech, evil speech. Now, listen to these words, man. The word is warning us with regards to this. There's so much to say about evil speech. But let me start with warnings. In Isaiah 58, verses 9, then you shall call, and the Elohim will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, evil speech, and speaking wickedness. The Father says, I will be there. I will be available to you if you take away the evil speech, the speaking of wickedness. Evil speech is the speaking of wickedness that even drives the Father away from us or drives us away from the presence of the Father. And then when you look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. It's an evil speaking that the Father wants to put away, that the Father commands us to put away. Any form of evil language that the Father wants us to put away. Wicked speech is. Titus chapter 3 verses 2, to speak evil of no one, speak evil of no one. Evil speech is when one speaks evil of someone. to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. It says, we should not speak evil of anyone. Evil speech is when one chooses to speak evil of anyone. The word is warning us with regards to that. Check this one out. James chapter 3 verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set amongst our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. It's a warning. Be careful of the tongue. Bridle your tongue. Because there's a possibility each and every time of evil speakings. James chapter 4 verses 11. Do not speak evil of one another. Brethren, he who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. Ne? But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. So it says, do not speak evil of one another, because you are defiling the law of salvation that is upon their lives. Every time. You are actually defiling the law of righteousness upon that very same person. The law of the Father's righteousness upon that person. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. All evil speaking is regarded as malice. It is also regarded as deceitful. It is always regarded as a hypocrisy. It is a language of envy. It's a language of envy. Right, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Just to support what I just said there. A tongue that speaks deceit. And also a tongue that is evil. Then we know that person has what we call an evil speech. We are talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
My friend Jabu, let me start with you. What is evil speech, man? Where Jabu?
Amen, my friend.
Yebo. Amen.
Yeah, but no, what a great topic indeed about evil speaking or evil speech. So I believe that actually the Father is going to teach us a lot about having to guard our tongues.
Yes.
Because our speech originates from the tongue. So if we are able to really tame our tongue, to be able to speak that which is of the Father and that which is of also the Word, that which can build, which can encourage, can motivate, then it will really be serving the purpose of having the good speech at the expense of the evil speech. So I believe the source of evil speech is found there in Genesis 22, verse 18, where it says, actually, let me go to Genesis 2, actually, verse 17. It says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." This was the command that God gave to Adam and Eve when he put them in the Garden of Eden. So he restricted them. He gave all the permission to eat of all the fruit, actually the trees that grew in the Garden of Eden, except for this one tree. I know that there have always been a controversy about this tree. People really claiming the type of a fruit, but this is the way that tells us what type of a tree. It says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." So this is the origin of evil speech. When we start to partake from that which the Father has restricted us to partake of.
Yeah.
Once we start to have sources, you know, sources that we use at the expense of him being our source for life, that's where the evil speech will originate from. So, like, if now our sources for life is no longer his word, we've got doctrines that we've adopted, doctrines of men, philosophies of men, the wisdoms of men, you know, like, we're no longer following him, but we're following men. That's the origin of evil speech. Because within a short space of time, also even our tongues are corrupted. Instead of speaking the faith, we start now to speak the evil.
Yeah.
We start to speak that which is curses. You know, like if you also check in Psalm 34, 13, it says, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit." So once we touch that which the Father has restricted us to touch, we're opening doors for us to speak bad, to speak evil. But when we speak to that, like, you know, his word, the book of Joshua teaches us to meditate on his word day and night and see to do as it says, so that, you know, we will enjoy the benefits of that. So once we really make sure that the word of God is centered in our lives, and also we think about it, we will speak right. But when it's not the center of our lives, we will speak evil, because it means our origin or our source is that which is of the devil. Therefore, our tongues also will proclaim his bad news, which is evil and all malice and all deceit and all gossips. So let us be a guard against our tongues, and also allow the Father to tame our tongue to speak that only which is good, at the expense of that which is evil.
My friend, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And of course, we trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way, in such a way, that you will get to grasp and learn what evil speech is even all about. Right. And after this,
feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Vunismata, let me bring it to you. What is evil speech, my achi? You know, we hear people are talking, man. Marangzoguza sometimes umuntati bangkulumega. What is evil speech?
Mfundisi, thank you once again, Ntambama. Mfundisi, anything oyikhuluma engayona iqiniso futhi, which is not from the source of the Father, that is actually evil speech. Speaking lies about somebody ukuthi wenze izinto ezimbi ebengazenzanga. That is evil speech. In other words, ukhuluma nje amanga. The word of God says that the devil is the father of all lies. But the word of God cautions us, and the Father is warning us, Mfundisi, that we shall not speak evil to one another, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, not only in the house of God, not only as children of God, but to anybody. So you read earlier the book of Ephesians chapter 4, where it says that put away any evil speech. In other words, let it be nothing that you will speak which comes from, or which is evil, which does not have any comfort, which does not have any love, which does not have any peace, but anything that will hurt somebody, that is evil speech. So therefore, kubalulekile singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi we guard against our tongue. We become very careful of what we say. Jesu, he rebukes Abafaris in the book of Matthew chapter number 12, verse number 34, uti ni nanzalo ye nyoka, uti how can you, being evil, speak good? In other words, anybody that speak evil against any person, that umntwana kaSathane, that's what it says, because there is nothing, lithi zikaNkulunkulu, isihlahla esihle will not bear ama fruits abed. Neither shall isihlahla sama apula si tele iithelo zama orange. So when we speak evil, when one speak evil against anybody, when one bites somebody, akhuluma amanga, that is unacceptable mfundisi, in the word of God and in the presence of God. The word of God says that a good man brings out the good things from the good treasure of his heart. An evil man brings out evil things from the evil treasure of his heart. So it is important, ukuthi sizibheke, you know, we need to open up our mind before we open up our mouth. In other words, guard against of what you are saying. Njengomntwana kaNkulunkulu. Psalms 4, uthi keep your tongue from evil. Keep your tongue. To keep your tongue is to hold your tongue. Hold your peace. You know, be able ukuthi ungabi umuntu othi noma, because many times when people get angry, then they start to speak curses. They baqale bayaqalekisa, baqale bakhuluma inhlamba, and then tomorrow we'll be saying that because I was angry. You know, anger does not legitimate you to speak evil or to even curse ngomlomo wakho. So it is important that we guard against our tongue and tell no lies. When you speak, tell no lies. Be honest and tell the truth at all times. You know, any kind of lie, whether you'll hear people saying that I was just telling an innocent lie. A lie can never be an innocent. That is wicked. That is evil. A lie, it's a lie. So we need to guard against that. And it further says that, and your lips from deceit. If Mfundisi uzokhuluma something just to ukuthi ngenze something that you want me to ukuthi ngenze, that is evil. You know, if you'll just speak, no, I'm just going to convince him and start lying and deceiving. Ukulahlekisa nje umuntu, that is evil. That is evil speech. It does not come from the Father, because there is no truth in it. So susa umuntu from the right path of the Father, and you lead him astray. That is evil, because that is the aim of oh God, that's Satane, our enemy, ukuthi we go astray. And the moment you start to open up your mouth and speak evil against any other person, you are actually opening up a doorway for the devil to have an access, and then you become a tool that the wicked uses, and the wickedness will drive you away from the presence of the Almighty God. So we need to be very careful. Even speaking bet against your leaders, against your pastors, against whosoever, as long as you are saying something that you will never be able to stand in front of that person and tell him. That is untruthy. Saying things that is untruth, and ukuluma amanga, and you will be able, you will not even be able to stand. But you have so, you are so bold to speak behind their back, writing them ukuluma izinto ezingasindile, with an intention what you just want to track down their name to into the mud.
I hear you quite well. If you just joined us, we are talking about an evil speech, what it is even all about. Evil speech, evil talk, evil bubblings. Are they holy bubblings? No. Bubblings. Wicked tongues, wicked languages, wicked talks, slanderings. Amongst believers, it's something we're talking about tonight.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Sipho, let me bring it to you. What comes to mind? What is evil speech to you, sir?
Wow, Mfundis, what a topic, and we thank God for this opportunity to be taught. Time spent gaining God's knowledge is a time spent wisely and productively. And we love to thank all the listeners who took their time to be part of the show, and moreover, our colleagues now in Mfundis Rain. James chapter 4, Umasfunda Mfundis, the evil speech. You've quoted wonderful, powerful scriptures. Mangaphumi nelodwa izwi elibolileyo emlonyeni wethu, kodwa amazwi alungele ukwakha njengaloku abantu bakulindele ngaphandle. Abantu mfundisi ngaphandle, they are broken up. What they need from us as believers is to speak well of them. It is to speak like God bless them, not to curse them. So evil spirit is in the sight of the devil, where we speak evil, where we see a lying tongue or lying lips, where we see people talking harsh way to people, when we see perverse speech, where we hear people backbiting each other, where we see words when people they are cursing each other, where we see that sharpening of their tongue when they're speaking about other people, when we see that poisoner, that viper that is under their tongue. It's when we see that deceitful tongue from this, when we hear people slandering and in bad language, when we see people gossiping each other, where we see people in Fundisi who have been hired to falsely accuse you of anything. And all those are part and parcel of the evil speech that we normally hear from people. And it's so special in Fundisi, when people they are slandering someone, they are not aware, they think it's normal, whereas it's a sin against God. Ngelinye ilanga ngigibela iteksi kuyisonto la, ngabona omama bejoyini Nkosi yami bakhuluma kabi ngomunye umfundisi, kanti ngiyamazi ngalalela ngadabukela umshayeli weteksi ukuthi ulayisha abantu abagcoka ijoyini, uyabezwa kunokuthi bakhuluma ivesi eteksini, kuthulekile ukhuluma bona ngomuntu owumfundisi kabi.
Hey, madod,
I was ashamed, umfundisi. I was like, no, this thing of gossip, this thing of a lying tongue,
where we see backbiting tongue. We cannot win people to the kingdom of God unless we train our tongue. Utu James Mfundisi, ulimi lunjenge ngongethi lomlilo elithungela ihlathi. We sticks nje somenti singathungela ihlathi lonke. That is why we need to guard our tongue, because ibhayibhelithi we should not speak bad about other people. Uma Mfundisi, ngingazi ukuthi ngizothini ngawe, let me just be shut up, let me be quiet, because ukukhuluma kwami amazwi Mfundisi ayahamba and ayamlimaza umuntu ngaphakathi. Yingakho amanga ake aqamba Mfundisi yilo wesifazane umkaPotifa, when we read Genesis chapter 39 kuno verse 14 laphaya lithi iBhayibheli Mfundisi, she called to the men of her household and said to them, look at this, your mouth has brought you a Hebrew into the household to mock and to insult us. He has come to me to lie with me and ice cream. UmkaPotifa lo uqamba amanga ngoJoseph ukuthi silethele le ndoda la emva ukuthi imbambe ibhantshi walikhumula. Seyiqamba amanga ngoJosepha, he was being prisoned because of somebody who falsely accused uJosepha. Emqambela amanga ekhuluma amazwi okuthi umribhila ngamribhanga. There are many people Mfundisi basemajele today. It is because of the evil speech. Kunabantu Mfundisi today, they've got big bags, money in their pocket. They've testified wrongly and they proven right testimony kumaphoyisa ukuthi no, ngenze lokhu, wenza ukuthi uma umuntu angakwenzanga. And that thing ngokwako, it's part of the evil speech. That is why we need to repent and come to the knowledge of the truth, because when we know the truth shall set us free.
Nguzwa kahle mfoka baba, nguzwa kahle Ratebe Mfundisi wami. And we are talking about the very notion of evil speech, wicked speech, slander, what it is even all about. We are touching that, and we are looking at the bad effects of wicked speeches, the dangers of slandering, the warnings on an evil tongue. If one speaks of an evil tongue, you know, we're touching on this. And we trust the Father will do good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. You can send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note also there on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Haven't played this song for quite a while. It's on the vinyl. That's a record. For those who don't know records, man.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Beautiful Out of Eden there. Wonderful song. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Sipati Samurolo says, good evening, Muruti Ray. Is evil talk, gossip, and slandering the same thing? I think it's three categories of the same thing. But I'll ask our guests also. I think it's three categories of the same thing. And the thing, the encompassing concept is evil speech. Evil. Evil talk. Evil speech. Now, if someone gossips, what is the spirit that pushes the gossip? It must be an evil spirit. If someone slanders, what is the spirit that pushes the slander? Ukhuluma umuntu kabi, speaking ill of someone. Slander is when one speaks ill of someone. Evil talk. It is a talk of wickedness. What are the spirits that are driving these different categories of talk? They have the same spirit. Do you agree, Jabu?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, my friend. You know, I agree with that. So, just like in order for us to also guard against evil speech, we should also check what you expect other people to speak of us or unto us.
Yeah.
So we cannot be speaking evil unto people's lives and cursings and swearings and gossips and all deceit and be expecting to reap righteousness or goodness or blessings. You know, so we are in I think it was, there's a scripture that I was just reading also about Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. It says, so whatever you wish that others would do to you,
yes,
do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So we should speak good because also we want to reap the goodness.
Yes.
At the expense of speaking evil, but expecting to reap the goodness. There is no way that, you know, like, there is no way that you can plant the apples and reap the oranges.
Yeah.
So also, that's really the guard against the evil speech, that if we expect, you know, like, the good words to be spoken to us, let us learn also to speak good, you know, at all times. That which is worthy of edification, worthy of encouragement, worthy of exhortation. You know, if there is any praise, like, sometimes you've got to overlook evil. The Word of God speaks about that love covers a multitude of wrongs.
Yes.
Sometimes you may find out that people are not as 100% as you want them to be, you know. But love with the love that covers multitudes of wrongs.
Yes.
In spite of all the wrongs that you might choose to see or your eyes might choose to focus on, choose to see the little that is good and magnify it. You know, that is good speech at the expense of evil speech. But a person who is actually condoning evil speech at the expense of all, you know, like, I don't know, you used to make this example, my friend, about ingube mhlophe qwa, and it crushes a lot. Which, out of all the whiteness that you can see, umuntu ukhetha ukuthi abone leli achashaza leliyana. Konke lokho kumhlophe akubonakala. So also, let us magnify actually that which is good empilweni zabantu and speak good about it. Praise them. Even if, you know, like, my brother is into all drugs and all forms of things that are ungodly, but I see, you know, like, a good heart, I must focus on that and speak good about him with a good heart. And that will even overcome the evil that the devil is doing. That's good speech at the expense of evil speech. You know, evil speech is destructive, while good speech is constructive and also it builds and edifies. Thank
absolutely,
you, my friend.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note. And let's hear what you say. Send us a voice note. Let's hear what you say on it. And you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And I'm also on, Telegram. Telegram, that's 0826572729. We need to hear from you as to what you make. See, Pati Samarolo, kia tsepa warabehile. Yes. Now, why did I bring this slander? Because let me read something about slander for you. In Genesis chapter 39:14, it says that she called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, see, he has brought in to us a Hebrew to mock us. He came in to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice, slander. Remember Potiphar's wife slandering Joseph. You remember that? Yeah. These things are happening. We're taking your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly. There's 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you. All right. Let me bring this back to you, Mfundisi Mota. Now, the notion of gossips, there's quite a lot of this. There's quite a lot of this. And the word is speaking with regards to this. And you can also speak with this in a form of backbiting, you know, backbiting. Now, the word says in Psalm 34:13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Most of the times, when a person gossips, there's an element of the spirit of deceit in the greatest of ways. Mfundisi Mota?
Absolutely, Mfundisi. That is very much true. And that is why the Word of God warns us against that, that we should keep our tongue and our lips from any kind of deceit. Singalahlekisi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. And also, you know, when people start even to switch the Word of God just for it to favor them or to favor their condition so that they can get whatever that they want to gain out of that particular individual or out of that particular person, that is ungodly and that is wicked. So the Word of God keeps us. It teaches us that we need to be able to control our tongue. We need to be able to control of what we say. So therefore, it is important that whatever that you say, you must think, okay, how is it going to be received on the other side, received by the next person? Will you laugh or will you be happy when that is spoken against you? Now, being gossip and also ganging up against somebody, talking behind their back, that is evil speech. That is wickedness. We should shy away from such things. Such things, they lead into destruction, and they will make even the downfall of other men. That is why the Word of God in Psalms chapter 52, Mfundis, verse number 2, it says that your tongue devises destruction. You know, those who plot the destruction or the downfall of other people or other person, that is evil and it should not, and it is not even expected. Ukuthi kungenzeka in the house of God. When you read further verse 2, Mfundis, it says that your tongue is like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Other words, kunomuntu otumaye kuluma abantu asale a bleeder. Internal bleeding because of the words that you have spoken. You've spoken amazwi azwisa umuntu obhlungu, and then one will even say nyamlaya, and that is unacceptable. You know, you cannot go to uyamlaya umuntu and speak intentionally that you just want to hurt the person, and the person will be bleeding and will be crying, even though you cannot see that with their naked eye. But when somebody's soul has been wounded because of the words that you have spoken against them, or that you have said either about them or behind them or gossiped about them, because in many cases, not in many cases, all the time, Fundis, ama gossip, they are untrue. You know, one will be lying against. Now, earlier we spoke about islandering last hula kono unkosikazi kaPotifaro ngenxa yokuthi waba namaplans amabi, and she saw that they were not successful. Then she decided to let me speak something which is a bad about Joseph so that he can be destroyed. In other words, gozo azoba netanfold abonakale ngumuntu engumuntu omubi, you know, at expense and protecting their evil ways. Many times those people who speak evil against others or lie against others, many times they are protecting or covering their wickedness, because we know that they can be exposed, shifting now the focus from them so that we can focus on other people. So we need to be careful what we speak, because the words that we speak can either build somebody or distract somebody. Any word that is spoken that would distract or lead somebody's downfall, that is evil speech and wicked. We should not be experiencing that.
I hear you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say on this issue. What is evil speech?
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Mankosi.
Sanibona Pastor, ngiyabingelela bonke nabobuchabo noshipho ngegama lomfilo wamKristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Pastor, angazi noma ngikhothe kahle na njengoba ukhuluma nge-evil speech. Ngifunda la Mahubo 34 verse 13, londa ulimi lwakho kokubi, izindebe zakho kukho ukukhuluma inkohliso. Kedwa kukho konke okubi wenze okuhle, funa ukuthula ukujonga. Ngiyabonga Pastor, ngixolele mangabe ngisikhuthe izwi likaNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga, mama. Thank you so much. Let me bring this to you, Sipho. When we talk of evil speech and I want to look also into 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit and hypocrisy, envy and all evil speaking. Evil speech is deceitful, it's hypocritical, it's a language of envy, it's a language of malice. Yobubi. Uthinike. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. And remember, all of these are from the devil. And his intention is to kill those abasuke bekhuluma ngaye. Akekho umuntu, Mfundisi, ongakhuluma kabi ebekuthanda. The intention is to destroy that particular somebody. Ithandini impendulo yakho mawuveza ukuthi these are three categories, but all in all, the spirit behind it is not the devil. That is why we need to be straightforward. Any of the evil speech, slandering, gossiping, cursing words, deceitful tongue, slandering, backbiting, gossiping, all of this, its source or its spirit behind is from the devil. And its intention is to destroy those people. That is why we need to be careful. Let us learn uphila impilo eshiwo iBhayibheli. Elithe iBhayibheli makungaphumi nelilodwa izwi elibolile. In other words, we need to ukukhuluma iqiniso likaNkulunkulu elihlanzekile. Uma ufunda ku-Esther chapter 3, verse 8, lithi la, then Haman said to the king, there is certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the province of the kingdom. Their laws are different from those of all of other people, and they do not observe the king's law. Therefore, it is not in their king's interest to tolerate them. Let them stay there. We are born allow Haman, uqamba amanga ngesizwe sikaNkulunkulu, because his intention yakhe wayenayo is to see this nation uNkulunkulu being totally destroyed. So evil spirit is when people they do all this negativity, they make sure that they big bad so that at end of the day you become dead spiritually or physically if it could lead that to that. That is why singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, let us clean our heart. Ngoba uthi Jesu umlomo ukhuluma njengokuchichima kwenhliziyo. When we see people cursing each other, it is from the source of their heart, and we need to repent.
Absolutely. We are taking your calls, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.